Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. Tom Giordano Show. Our guest is Navy SEAL Senior Chief Mike Daly. His team of Navy SEALs and a group of Iraqi scouts, Mike Day, of Iraqi scouts, were on the hunt for a high-level al-Qaeda cell. He was the first to enter a 12-by-12-foot room where four terrorist leaders were waiting in ambush. I find the next part to be, even with these guys, even these fabulous SEALs usually, when the gunfight was over, Mike Day had taken out all four terrorists, but not before being shot 27 times and hit with grenade shrapnel. 27 times. Miraculously, he cleared the rest of the house, rescued six women and children, walked on his own. That's the part that gets me here, Dan, to an awaiting helicopter. You know, you would think people might provide something.
Dude,
at that
I have
point.
A flu. I don't even want to walk down the street to the corner store.
Exactly right.
Like, it's incredible.
And that flew him to safety. Let's go to Navy SEAL Mike Day here on Talk Radio 1210. Mike, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
27 times, Mike. Were any of these wounds really in a vital area? Is that why you survived? I mean, and you walked to the helicopter?
I didn't. That was only because, as we get into the story, it was because I didn't want anybody to hurt me anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was 16 gunshot wounds to the body and 11 to the body armor. Got shot in both legs, my butt, my stomach, my scrotum, my left thumb was almost amputated.
Whew,
I got
God.
Both arms, my back. And then the 11 that hit the body armor were no joke either. I mean, that broke ribs and filled my right lung up with blood from the contusion.
God, and the recovery was, as you can imagine, I read that you lost 55 pounds in just 2 weeks.
Yeah, when you're sick like that, your body just eats itself trying to fix it. I turn into what I refer to like a limp IV bag. If you ever held an IV bag, that's kind of what all my muscles, they just atrophied. And I just turned into jelly and lost 55 pounds.
I don't know how someone does that, Mike. So your thought process after that, how about psychologically? How were you dealing with what you encountered and then the recovery?
Well, I think with trauma, especially since it just piles up on each other. And I think our recovery is forever. You know, it's a recovery is a learning process for me. And it has been, you know, something that I thought was right. I discover new information and find, you know, I was wrong. I was wrong to believe that. But I would say, well, I mean, I was back to work in four months after this incident.
Oh my God. Why do that? Tell me, what was the drive to get back after that? Now, I mean, don't you think you've earned some time off, a year or whatever, Mike Day? So what was motivating you to get back in action after 4 months?
Well, I wasn't that hurt.
Well, I guess. What's your favorite part, Mike Day, in writing the book? What part of the book would you tell listeners is your favorite when you remember this and you sat down and wrote the book?
I probably read this book 15, 17 times just to edit it. I wrote it with my writer. His name is Robert Vera. He wrote another book called A Warrior's Faith. And the process, you know, it brings you back when you're reading it silently and you're editing it, because I dictated to him, he put it all together and he did a great job of it. But I would say my favorite part was having to read it. I read it for the audiobook, and it was a totally different experience. One day I couldn't even read it because I was crying so much. I told the producer, hey, look, I can't work today.
Wow. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and to Mike, I would recommend the book, both the physical copy, but hearing you retell it essentially after it's all been organized, and it's really good for a listener or reader that it's organized, but it's still that passion, that emotion that comes out. That might even be better to do that, because that scene has to be amazing. What are your thoughts when you see what goes on now, Mike, that we are trying mightily various presidents have tried to remove more people from harm's way while still keeping a force there to deal with ISIS? I mean, I haven't seen anything recently about the Taliban. It's kind of off the radar screen because of everything else. Someone like you who sacrificed that much, what do you think when you see what's going on now?
Well, quite honestly, I don't know a whole lot about what's going on overseas. And when I did this, I knew I didn't want to be one of those talking heads on TV that is said to be an expert, because I'm not on it. Quite honestly, I don't watch a whole lot of news. I don't watch a whole lot of TV. What I do know is that when I do watch the news, I don't watch it to consume the information that they're putting out. I look at what they're trying to make people believe. And
what do you think that is that the media is trying to get people to believe, Mike?
Well, it's kind of hard to decipher because it's not news anymore. Opinion, agenda driven. When I watch the news last week, I think I sat up all night and watched like 6 hours of news. You know, Fox, I watch CNN, I watch MSNBC, I watch them all. And they're all basically telling the same stories, and they're all using the same clips. But there's definitely an agenda on each station. You know, news used to be, hey, this is what happened.
Right.
Not some dude standing in the middle of the only mud puddle and the hole in the ground to show how bad of a flood it something is.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Mike, I wanted to tell people Perfectly Wounded is the name of your book, and you possess a Silver Star, Bronze Star, and Purple Heart. And my producer,
that's
Dan...
That's actually not correct.
Oh,
it's not. My Silver Star was upgraded to a Navy Cross. I don't have a Silver Star.
Okay. Navy Cross, Bronze Star, and Purple Heart, then, to be correct. My producer, Dan, had a question for you, Mike. Go right ahead, Dan.
First, a comment. Reading through his book, I noticed that a lot of it is very therapeutic. If you know somebody or if you're suffering through PTSD, this is a must buy. And I want to ask Mike, you focus so heavily on your recovery for PTSD. You're still working through it and making great headway, and I think a lot of people can look to you for advice. What do you have to say to all those people out there that might be going through a similar situation that you went through and, trying to turn the corner?
Well, this will shock a lot of people, and it'll help a lot of people. What I discovered was that I didn't have PTSD, and I knew I didn't because I wasn't symptomatic. And I know this because I worked I was a wounded warrior advocate for 7 years, so I watched the care of upwards of 400 cases, you know, injured, wounded, or ill. So I saw all kinds of things from ALS to quad amps, and I saw the treatment. And PTSD, I think, is thrown around a lot without a lot of people actually understanding what it means to have PTSD. I wasn't symptomatic, but I did get to the point psychologically where I was going to commit suicide. But what I discovered is that my psychological condition was physiologically driven.
Sure.
I had an issue with, and a lot of people aren't going to know this, but if you start looking up gut-brain axis, gut-brain health, your brain's going to react to what you put down your throat. And mine was a mechanical breakdown of the way my body was supposed to work. We have good flora and bad flora in our stomach. It's bacteria. It breaks down the food so that so the intestines can properly take in the I should have turned those off.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. But, Mike, where's the book available, Perfectly Wounded, a memoir about what happens after a miracle? Where do we get the book?
Well, my favorite place to go find it is at perfectlywounded.com.
Okay. Very good.
That helps me out more.
All right. Well, that's what we'll tell people to do. Perfectlywounded.com. Mike Day, thank you very much. Thanks for this incredible service and story. And thanks for joining us in Philadelphia today.
Well, thanks, Dom. I'm a Jersey boy, so I'm not far from
you. Oh, where in Jersey?
I was born in Point Pleasant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's very, very close.
Local guy. I love it.
Local guy. Thank you, Mike, very much. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.